move on to item 26, our Caltrans report.
All right. Good morning, Chair and members of the Commission. Scott Eads, Caltrans District 5 Director. And I had hoped to make it there in person today, but I couldn't pull that off due to travel conflicts. And it's been a while since I've attended one of these meetings. And I know this is somewhat older news, but I wanted to extend my welcome to Sarah Christensen in her new role as Executive Director. This is the first meeting that I've been able to attend since her appointment. And I want the Commission to know that I look forward to working in partnership with the Commission and coordinating closely with Sarah and supporting her in her new role. And I feel very strongly that, you know, I see RTC as a partnership agency and we're partners together trying to achieve big things, and that we're going to do more if we work closely together, and we're going to be more successful really supporting the communities within Santa Cruz County as well as the entire region. So welcome, Sarah, and I look forward to working with you and supporting you in your very important role. And then I also wanted to highlight just recognize that over the last month, there have been multiple maintenance projects and repairs and other things happening out on the state highway system. So part of that has to do with annual winter preparations, really trying to ready our drainage systems and other aspects of our roadways for the coming winter season. We never know what to expect these days, as you all know. And then we also had replaced some damaged bridge girders near the fish hook. And then we've had tree work on Highway 17. And then, of course, the major construction on Highway 1 with the auxiliary lane project. So thanks to everyone for your patience as we try to get these done with minimal impacts. But we do know it affects people's days if they're trying to move through and there's delays. And then I also wanted to just highlight that we do have a customer service portal at csr.dot.ca.gov. You can find it on Caltrans website. We're always interested in hearing if there's things that you're seeing out on the roadway that need to be addressed. That's a place where you can submit those, and then we log and track those and even get back to the folks that have submitted those to let them know the status after it's completed. And then I wanted to highlight our Caltrans Sustainable Transportation Planning Grant Program. This program is coming out for another call for projects, and it's for plans, feasibility studies, and other non-implementation work. So these are, again, planning grants. And in the past, funding for this program has supported active transportation plans, climate studies, equity planning, transit corridor enhancement planning, among other types of studies and topics. So it's a great program. We provide a lot every single cycle to local jurisdictions and regional agencies. Information can be found on Caltrans website, or you can just Google Caltrans Sustainable Transportation Planning Grant Program and you'll find more information there. And then the application deadline this year is January 22nd, 2025. So it is approaching. And then finally, the last thing I wanted to highlight is the Felton Pavement Project. We've been working on this for some time, and it includes integration of some of the elements for complete streets that will also be improving bicycle and pedestrian safety and connectivity in that community. So we're getting close to releasing the draft environmental document. We're going to be holding at least one open house for the public to learn more about the projects and submit comments if they have them. Due to the sort of timing that we're moving into and getting close to the holiday season, we're not sure exactly when that document will be released and when exactly the public meetings will be, but we will provide adequate notice. We'll be sensitive around the holiday time, not trying to schedule it on top of other things where people just may not be aware, and we'll also provide adequate notice. So mostly this is just a heads up. We're getting close to having a release on that document and a public meeting for the public to provide their input. That concludes my report. I'm happy to take any questions.
All right, thank you. Question? Yes.
Thank you, Chair. So regarding Highway 1, tons and tons of people obviously drive it. And just, personally, I get a lot of questions about when are things going to be done. So could you give the briefest of synopsis about what's being built when it's going to be done, length of time and so forth, just so people kind of can wrap their heads around the project. Again, I'm not looking for a 10-minute summary here, just briefest of.
We're known for brevity.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to shut up right now.
Okay, so Commissioner Johnson, through the chair, I don't know that I'm actually the best person to give a full update on this. I know there's a lot of planned work in the future. We've had several overnight closures to be able to get some critical work done. We're always balancing, you know, the ability to get work done in the daytime hours when the contractors have the best light and access to the site, but we're all, you know, especially on the Santa Cruz One corridor, we're constrained physically as well as the impacts for delay when we do have closures. So we're balancing all that. I know I'm not giving you details about the lay of the land and all the projects because I would not want to try to explain that. I think that probably Sarah or others could provide a more accurate portrayal of all the work. I know there's some work that's funded now that's underway, other work that we're seeking funding, which is one of the agenda items later in the packet that we'll be discussing. So I'll probably defer to RTC staff on giving that high level overview. Sorry for not being able to do that. I'm just concerned about not being as accurate as it could be.
Well, you gave it from 1,000 feet and we're looking for 100 feet. Maybe.
I understand.
Commissioner Johnson, I can give a quick update. So at the 100-foot level, the phase one project, which is 41st of SoCal, that project is scheduled to be complete by the end of the calendar year 2025. The bridge will be completed sooner. We're just waiting on the lighting to arrive on site to be installed, and then we'll do a nice little ribbon cutting for that bridge. The phase two project is scheduled to be complete about 1 year later, so end of calendar year 2026. And there are several constraints, especially along the north side of that project near the Bay Porter interchange that requires closure of ramps. Some of them being long-term, we're trying to keep those terms as short as possible, obviously, to limit the disruption to the community and their travel patterns. But it is very constrained and it's difficult to build retaining walls and ramps and keep them open. So I just encourage everybody to follow the RTC's press releases that we send out periodically. We tend to do that at least weekly when there are closures expected. And Shannon Munns is our communication specialist, who's a great resource for that. We're also keeping tabs on other major projects that are coming online, including SoCal Drive, including the Murray Street Bridge, and all of the major projects that are coming out soon, if not, they're, you know, already underway. And we'll be sharing those updates as well throughout the next few years as construction continues on these major improvements.
Further?
Yeah, I think it's a good question and a nice succinct answer. And I just, as in relation to the North Counties, particularly Highway 9, I remember just after first being elected 12 years ago, going up in a bus with San Lorenzo Valley residents about the improvements that were needed along Highway 9. We're getting there. And the Complete Streets program, it takes a lot of time. Thank you for your patience in the San Lorenzo Valley. And we've had slides like up there and everywhere, but these things take time, but they're underway and they're ongoing. And I just want to thank the cooperative effort of Caltrans. It's a very difficult transportation solution to be carried out fully in the San Lorenzo Valley. We have these mountainous areas and rivers and streams and so forth. I just want to say, as soon to leave here, that I really appreciate the consistency of Caltrans or RTC staff to see some of these projects that are very much needed in San Lorenzo Valley, and particularly along Highway, the Complete Streets program.
I could ask our executive director for the 95-foot view. So on phase one of the highway, it seems like we're making remarkable progress. They've just laid the asphalt in the middle, which seems like it'll provide, you know, the necessary space for the auxiliary lanes. what are the major pieces of that project that are remaining? And I mean, and I'm all for under promising and over delivering. Is there any chance that it will get done sooner, or is there some major project component that hasn't started that I'm not aware of?
Thank you, Commissioner Koenig, for let me take off my director's hat and put on my engineer hat now. So the median paving is going to take a couple more months, and then the final touches being there's quite a bit of irrigation and landscaping installation that needs to be done. Signs need to be installed, major sign structures, you'll see those going up, as well as the pavement striping, and that can only be done during certain seasons because you have to have the right weather to lay down the stripes on the pavement. So those are the types of finishing touches that are going to be going in once the median paving is complete. But again, the Chanticleer bicycle pedestrian overcrossing is expected to be completed sooner than the end of the year. We're hoping for the spring.
Commissioner Quinn, I don't think we can hear.
Who spends some days half an hour looking at the pumpkin patch on Soquel Drive across from the church between 41st Avenue and Main Street? Where do we stand on the Robertson intersection freeway stop and getting light synchronization to help mitigate the misery southbound people are facing right now trying to get to Watsonville and Aptos?
So that is actually a county-led project. I don't have the five-foot level update on that. Commissioner Koenig,
sure.
May.
Sure. So it's in my district. It's an important project. I talk to public works staff all the time about it. It's currently in design, and it should go to construction next year at Robertson Light.
All right. Any further commissioner questions or comments? Okay. We have a motion and a second for continued discussion. Commissioner Rodkin.
I would suggest, hopefully, as a friendly amendment, but there simply be a reference to the fact that the bridges, the railroad bridges are included in this overall project. I mean, I believe it's a staff where they put it in there to make a reference to it, so people are not saying it's not mentioned. Everybody assumes it's there or something. I'm asking the maker.
I don't have a problem with it, except I think it's unnecessary. Staff has made it very clear that the project includes the bridges. To have to say it sort of makes it sound like maybe it wouldn't have to include the bridges. I take it as essential to do it. So ultimately, the commission will have, you know, let me ask a question of Mr. Eves. Is your understanding that the Highway 1 project is going to include the railroad bridges?
If I could answer that through the chair. Yes.
Yes.
It's included in the scope of the larger project effort. And what we're talking about is the same project, just constructing it in packages. We're not talking about a change in the project as much as how best to construct it, given the entities that are involved.
I think it's superfluous to state it, but I'm willing to include it in the motion since it just says what has already been.
Thank you.
Made clear. So it's all right with the second, I would.
Sure.
Commissioner Brown.
Thank you. I just want to say I understand, Commissioner Schifrin, where you're coming from, but I think that Commissioner Rodkin's point was made because it was not said, right? And a lot of things were said, and a lot of things were called out, and this was not. And so I do feel that it's important to make sure that the community knows that. And you know, I think people there was a question, you know, why is everybody so worried about the bridges? Well, when there's an absence of information, people tend to then ask those questions. So I do think it's important to put it in there. Had to say that.
I want to thank the maker and seconder for that. I have another point separate. I just want to call out the fact that on numerous occasions, member of the public has sort of decided that his views about why things happen are somebody else's views. That's relates happened in relation to our former director. It happened here today, in which Scott Eads is quite capable of saying why, if he wants to, why it is that Caltrans wants to split this into two projects. And I don't think it's appropriate for a member of the public to put words in his mouth about why Caltrans is supporting that. It just seems totally inappropriate. So, of course, the member of the public's welcome to his views about why, you know, what should happen or why things should happen. But to say that other people have that view is totally inappropriate.
Thank you. Okay, I think that is most of it. I forgive me for being potentially just redundant here, because I'm hearing the concern about the railroad bridges, and I'm just wanting to make sure that I'm getting the full scope of understanding, so that when people ask me, I can say that, you know, I did my kind of due diligence in asking questions too. So when we're talking about the railroad bridges being included in the scope of the project effort, the main question that comes to me next is whose project effort? Because if we're splitting the project, which project effort is this a part of?
I can answer that. Unfortunately, that is unknown at this time. It is part of the project scope. It is included, the cost to reconstruct those bridges is included in the cost of the overall project and the request for the funding. But because this has happened kind of so late and tight with this meeting in particular, we don't have all the details worked out. So it will be, I can assure it will either be Caltrans or the RTC. Or maybe the county, if we could convince them to deliver segment 12.
Okay, but because it's in the actual request for funding, it'll be essentially required of us that we do so should we receive the funding.
Correct.
Okay, great. Thank you. That is helpful. Okay. Any further comments, questions?
Yeah, I understand the timeline and all, but I'm still concerned about this. It's the only one that has proposed on it. But I still am concerned about we're going to be taken away from our local roads program, and that's an overreach, but that's an ongoing concern of mine, but I won't have to worry about it.
All right. Okay. With that, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Is that a no? Okay. Did we register a no from Commissioner McPherson? Okay. Any abstentions? Okay. Motion carries with not unanimously, and I'm not going to count us all, but everyone except one. Okay,